Okay, we're going to be discussing today the bracha Rishona of Kriya Shema, the first bracha of Kriya Shema. The themes of this bracha are that Hashem is the creator of everything. Everything in creation was not only created by Hashem, but there are no other opposing forces in nature. There are some who look at the sun and the moon, or they look at the light and the darkness is representative of different forces in the world. There's a good force, there's an evil force. There's a good God, and there's an evil God. There's this epic battle between the good God who rules during the day and the evil God who rules during the night. And there are forces that are independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole purpose, or one of the major themes, better, of this first bracha is in preparation of our acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as King, of all Kabbalah Zomachu Shemayim, is going to be the statement that we identify no other forces in creation except for Hashem. He is ultimately the source of everything. The light, which is going to be a secondary theme, or it's a major theme, but it's going to be something that we're going to see throughout this bracha. So the light, as representative not only of Hashem's goodness, that He gives the world brightness and He gives the world warmth, but also that there is another light, a future light, that Hashem currently is hidden in the world, and that we pray for the ultimate light is another theme that we're going to be finding. And most importantly, though, that every force that we see has no independence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's nature, Marabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Asisa, whether it's the greatest, or let's say the creations that are closest to Hashem on a spiritual level, and those are the Malachim, that even the Malachim, they're really at their core Ovdei Hashem. They aren't independent forces that are warring against Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So we're going to see that theme as we go. So let's begin. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech, Osa Shalom Uvarei Es HaKol. Hashem creates light and creates darkness. He brings peace. He's able to sometimes bring the unity of opposing forces. And He's the creator of everything. Really, this pasuk, which is in Yeshaya, really ends Boreas Hara, but we don't want to mention Ra in our tefillah, so you switch it to Akol, and it's okay, because later there in those psukim, Hashem says that He is Kol Ela, He was the one who created this Kol Ela, He's the one who created everything. So we substitute Kol for Ra, and the statement here is that Hashem is the creator of the light. He's the creator at the same time of the darkness. This is going to be paralleled when we get up to Shema. We're going to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, which is the name of Rachamim, of Chesed, of Rachamim, and Elokeinu, which is the name of Din. So we're going to see that there's a unity there, Hashem Echad, that even though it looks like different forces, and it looks like opposing entities within our world, it's really not. It's really one and the same. So that's here. Hashem is the Yotzer Or, and He's the Barei Choshech. So we begin now, and it's going to be very important because this is a long bracha, and all long brachas, all brachas really start with a Baruch Atah Hashem and end with a Baruch Atah Hashem. The only exception to that are brachos katzaros, which we just have a straight bracha. We don't start and end with a bracha, but this is certainly not a bracha katzara. So we're going to start with a baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Or, and we're going to also end at the end of this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros. But in between, this is a long bracha, and I think it's very important for us to keep in mind throughout the different stages of the bracha, what we should realize what we're doing. What, not only what the words mean, and not only the themes, but what's the nature of the words that we're saying. So let me explain what I mean by that. The bracha begins with four statements of shevach, of praise to Hashem. Number one, He's meir la'aretz v'ladarim ala barachamim. He brings light to the earth and to those who live on earth, and He brings that light with rachamim. The Abu Jaham notes that light comes slowly, and that's very important, especially if you live in a culture that doesn't have electricity. If you're out in the fields working hard, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, darkness just comes and envelops you, so you're stuck out in the middle of the field in the danger. But if it starts to get dark slowly, so it warns you it's time to get indoors, it's starting to get dark. So too in the morning, if we're plunged in darkness and someone turns on the lights, so it's startling, it's hard on the eyes. So too, Hashem slowly eases us from the night into the day. And that shows, aside again, how important is it that we don't get overcome with the intensity of light. Okay, it's not going to blind us, per se. But the point is that even the small details of nature reflect the rachamim of Hashem. And He is the meir la'aretz. Then we say, that Hashem, in His goodness, recreates all the time. And that's also going to be a very important point for us to be aware of, that Hashem is not just someone who created the world and let it run, but He's someone who is constantly involved in the creation process. If you look in this room that we're in right now, so there are lights in the room. Now, you might think that when you came in the room, you flipped on the light switch, and that's why the lights are on, but that's not really why the lights are on right now. The reason the lights are on, it's true, if there wasn't a light switch and you hadn't turned it on, the lights couldn't be on. But the reason the lights are on right now is because there's electricity flowing into the room right now and providing current so that the lights can be illuminated. Even if the light switch is on, if the electricity stops flowing into this building, so the lights will go out. So too, Hashem is constantly providing a flow of chiyus, of koach, into the world. And if He would stop, the world would cease to exist. So He is really, b'chol yom tamid, there is a creation process, or a kiyum of creation going on in every moment. Then we say, ma'arabu ma'asech Hashem. There's so many great and amazing things that Hashem created, all done b'chachma, and the world is filled with everything that Hashem, of all of Hashem's creations, His possessions. Avram said about Hashem that He's koneh shamayim v'aretz. Doesn't mean that He acquired the world, it means that He created the world, and everything in the world is His because He created it. Lastly, we say, Hamelech Hamromam levado me'oz. He has always been this way. For eternity, He is the, I don't want to say eternity, because the world was created at a certain point in time, even though time is a creation, it didn't really exist before the world, but He has, for a very long time, fulfilled this role, klapei this world, and He is, and has always been, the Melech Hamromam levado, alone. He's the only one. He's been the sole force behind everything. Meshubach Meforam Misnase Mimos Olam, the elevated, exalted one. So these are four statements, praises of Hashem, and they all reflect this theme that what we see and everything we come into contact with, Hashem stands behind all of it. We now go into a one-line bakasha for rachamim. And it's important when we're davening to be aware of what this bracha, what we're saying now. We're no longer praising Hashem. We're now asking Him something. We say, Elokei olam b'rachamecha aravim. Hashem, with Your great mercy. Rachem aleinu. Please, have some mercy on us. Adonuzenu, our master, Tzor miskabenu, Arach, Magen Yishenu, He who defends us and redeems us, and Niskav Badenu, our fortress. Hashem, this is a bakasha, please be merachem on us. Now we go back to a shevach, and this shevach follows the Aleph base. So there might be a hint there to Torah as well, which was given with Chaf Beis Osios. We say, Kel Baruch, Gadol Deya. Those are all statements of Hashem. Blessed and an ultimate, awesome intellect. Heichen ufal zarechama, You created the sun rays. Tov, that's Hashem. He is the good. Tov, Hashem. Yotzar kavod ushmo. He created and He shares kavod, which is His revelation. Me'oros nosan svivos uzo. And He created lights that surround His strength. Pinos tzvav, the masters of His legions, which are the angels. Kedoshim, the angels. Rome meshakai, those who make Hashem's name great. Those are all statements about the angels. The angels are tamid misaprim kvod kel ukedushaso. They are constantly praising the greatness and the kavod of Hashem. So here we have some shvachim about Hashem, how He created, how everything He did brings kavod, and He created the lights and the greatest creations. Now I don't mean to the exclusion of ourselves, but the pure abstract intellectual beings, the angels. The purely, when I say intellectual, I mean purely ruchnius is what I mean. So the angels, so they're also, they realize the score here, and they're always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they were created for. Now we stop with the Shevach, and we have two statements of hope, that the world should recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tizborach, Hashem should be blessed. Hashem Elokeinu, al Shevach, Maseh, Yodach, V'yamorei, Or Shasisa, for all these great things that you do. Yifaru Chasel, you should always be blessed. Tizborach, Tzureinu Malkeinu V'goleinu Borei Kedoshim, He who created the holy ones. Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad, Malkeinu Yotzer Misharsav, He who creates those who serve Him. the angels, and ourselves, obviously. But here, I think it refers to the angels. So, your name should be blessed. And now we start to describe those angels. V'asher misharsav, and regarding those misharsim, they're omdim brumolam, they're mashmiyim biyira, so even though they're up there, they're up in Shemayim also, with Hashem. And yet, yira, and they're all saying, b'kol, divrei Elokim chayim melech olam, even though they're ahuvim, and they're brurim, and they're giborim, and they're strong, and yet, kulam osim bi'emu bi'yira ritzon konam. They're all doing the will of God. Whatever force we can identify as very holy and spiritual in the world, it's also kafuf. It's also beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kulam poschem espiyam b'kdushav atara b'shirah b'zimra. They open their mouths in holiness and in purity, song. B'varchem, mishabchem, mefarim. Maritzim, Maktishim, Amlichim. These are all statements of what they do. These are all verbs. They bless Hashem. They praise Hashem. They decry or describe the splendor of Hashem. They're Mamlichim. Hashem Akel HaMelech HaGadol HaGibor Vanora Karushu. The great name of Hashem. V'chulam, and what else do they do? They're Mekablim Aleim Olmach HaShemayim Zemizeh. They accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. V'noser Meshuzel Hazeh. L'haktish L'yotsham. And they... together, they praise Hashem's greatness. Benachas ruach, besafa bruru, benima. They do it with beautiful words and in a sweet way. Kedusha, kulam kecharonim. And they all proclaim Kedusha. We're about to read Kedusha. This Kedusha, the Kedusha's Yotzer, the Kedusha of Yotzer Amoros, is called Kedusha den Yushav. We sit down for it. That's the halachas you're supposed to sit when you say this Kedusha. And this Kedusha, this is what we make reference to. There are some who learn ubne'ima kedusha, that those two words go together. But the standard explanation, certainly in the Ashkenazic sources, is lahaktish liotzra benachas ruach besafa bruru ubne'ima. They praise Hashem with clear language. And what do they praise? What do they do? Kedusha. They say kedusha. Kulam ke'echadonim. That's what they all say. Ve'omrim biyira. And what do they say? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hashem tzvakos melocho haaretz kivodo. Hashem is holy, and He's holy, and He's holy. Here we're going from level to level. We look down at the world around us. He's certainly set aside. That's what Kedusha means. And holier than our world. We go up into the heavens where the celestial spheres are. And we see the stars and the moon and the sun. Kadosh. He's deeper than that. We get up to the world of the angels. Kadosh from that. Hashem is Kadosh. And He's even deeper than that. And He's even deeper than that. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's brought down, I think, in the Sefer Heichalos. That when you say Kadosh, 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 you're supposed to go up on your toes and you're supposed to look up to the heavens. Because we're reaching out for this Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing though at the same time that He's so beyond. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And yet, Melech HaAretz Kevodo. And yet He shares with our lowly world some of that Shechina, some of that presence of Him. That's Kevodo. The light imagery here is very appropriate for this idea. Kavod, as opposed to Kedusha, are on a certain level opposing ideas. Kedusha means set aside, depth. Hashem is the Ein Sof, is the infinite being, is way deeper than our world. Overpowers our world if He would ever reveal Himself completely in this world. And yet when He does reveal Himself in this world, it reveals itself. The Elokus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it represents itself, but it's a downgraded version, because if the actual intensity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elokus revealed itself in the world, it would overpower the world. So the imagery is very nice. Like the sun, Lahavdil, it's very, very hard. You can't look at it. It's too powerful. Certainly if you would get closer and closer and closer, take a spaceship closer and closer, it would be overpowering, overwhelming. And yet, it does touch our world. Its sun rays extend itself down to our world. But as we imagine and as we know, that the sun rays are a very... It's a low-grade version of the intensity of the sun. By the time it's gotten down here and it's passed through all that distance between the sun and the earth and it's come through our atmosphere, so it's already a weakened form. It is the essence of the sun, but it's a very, very watered-down essence. And so too, we say Hashem is Kadosh, 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 and yet Melech HaAretz Kevodo. Kavod is the word for the revelation of anything in another being or in another situation, meaning kavod for a parent is reflective of that the parent is expressing himself or who he is, his role in the life of the child. The child stands or shows a sign of respect. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever there's a gilui of some, even if it's a very watered-down version of it, of Elokus in the world, that's called Kavod. That's also what we call Shechina, because it's Shochein, it dwells. It's the ability for God's glory to dwell here on some level. So that's what all of the angels are saying, meaning they're recognizing that even by them, Hashem is way beyond them. And here's perhaps the most powerful statement of that. The Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, I think it's in the Zohar also, but we don't have to look any further than the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. In Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, the Rambam tells us there are 10 different types of angels, and the highest ones are the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh. And yet, even them, Birash Gadol or Misnasim Luma Serafim, they're turning to the Serafim, which are different angels, and they're being Meshabchim V'Yomrim, and they're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, that the real, even the Kavod, but it's Mimkomo. It's beyond us. It's in its place. So even the greatest angels, the highest angels, the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh, even they recognize, and that's what we're saying, that's what we're referring to the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh, to drill home this point, our recognition, our affirmation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything and that nothing exists independent of Him. Then we say a shevach, a final shevach, lakel baruch and imos itenu, and we state our intention that we are going to say shvachim to Him, to the melech elchai v'kayam, zmiros yomeru v'sushpachos yashmiu. Why? Ki hu levado poel gevuros, because it's hu levado. Again, that's the theme here. Hu levado is poel gevuros. He does powerful things, oseh hadashos, creates things, baal milchamos, zoreat tzedakos, he's behind all the wars and the righteousness, he's matzmiach yeshuos, redemption, borei refuos, health, noros sehilos, adona neflos, and he's mechadish betubo. We're going back now to the themes from the beginning of the bracha, he's mechadish betubo b'chol yom tamid maasev reishis, ka'amor, as we say in Tehillim, lo'oseorim gedolim, kililam chasto, he who makes, this is, we're familiar with this from davening. La'osarim gedolim kili olam chasto, that Hashem makes great lights, kili olam chasto, and this is His great chesed. And now we end with a final statement of hope, or chadash al tzion toyer. We look forward to be able to connect to the real, true, deepest light, maybe that light of creation that Hashem hid away for the tzaddikim. V'nizkeh kulonu mehera li'oro, and we look forward to being able to experience the true, full light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Hashem Yotzer HaNa'oros. And there is a discussion that Beis Yosef's not clear about this, but the minog, certainly for Ashkenazim, that Mishneh Berurah brings down, is to we answer Amen to Yotzer HaNa'oros. If Yotzer HaNa'oros was a Birchas HaMitzvah, so maybe we wouldn't answer Amen before we did the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, if it's a bracha on Kriya Shema. But we assume that Yotzer HaNa'oros is not. We make a bracha when we hear the chazan, when we finish, and then we hear the chazan say Yotzer HaNa'oros, so we make a bracha. As we are going to see when we get to Ava Rabbah, this is going to be a more complicated discussion. But certainly for Yotzer HaNa'oros, we make the bracha, but we bless Hashem as He who creates the lights. Ma'oros in plural, perhaps, certainly refers to the different types of lights that we have in our world, but maybe can also contain a reference to that amazing future light that we should all be zochet to, the light of the real Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world.